वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत् कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 4। निवृत्त तरसेर उपगीयमानात् भवो सदा श्रोत्र मनोभिरामात् कौत्तम श्लोक गुणानुवादात् उमान विरज्येत बिना पशुघ्नात्। We'll start word meaning. Nibrita, released from. Tarse, lost and material activities. Upagiyamanat, which is described. Arsan. Bhava Ausadhat, which is the right medicine for the material disease. Strotra, Srotra, the process of oral reception. Manaha, the subject matter of thought of the mind. Abhiramat, for the pleasing vibration of such glorification. Kaha, who? Uttama Shloka, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gunanubadat, from describing such activities. Puman, a person. Virajeta, can keep himself aloof. Bina, except. Pasugnat, either a butcher, or one who is killing his own personal existence. Translation and purpose by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the Parampara system. That is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is released by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? Purport. It's a very long purport, so we'll try to continue. In India, it is the practice among the general populace to hear about Krishna, either from Bhagavad Gita or from Srimad Bhagavatam, in order to gain relief from the disease of repeated birth and death. Although India is now fallen, when there is a message that someone will speak about Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, thousands of people still gather to hear. This verse indicates, however, that such recitation of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam must be done by persons completely freed from material desires. Nibrita Tarse. Everyone within this material world, beginning from Brahma down to the insignificant ant, is full of material desires for sense gratification, for sense enjoyment. And everyone is busy in sense gratification. But when thus engaged, one cannot fully understand the value of Krishna Katha, either in the form of Bhagavad Gita or in Srimad Bhagavatam. If we hear the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from liberated persons, this hearing will certainly free us from the bondage of material activities. But hearing Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by a professional reciter cannot actually help us achieve liberation. Krishna Katha is very simple. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aaj he himself explains, Mattaha parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjayaha. O Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Simply by understanding this fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can become a liberated person. But specially in this age, because people are interested in hearing Bhagavad Gita from unscrupulous persons who depart from the simple presentation of Bhagavad Gita and distort it for their personal satisfaction, they fail to derive the real benefit. There are big scholars, politicians, philosophers, and scientists who speak on Bhagavad Gita in their own polluted way. And people in general hear from them. Being uninterested in hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from a devotee is one who has no other motive for reciting Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam than to serve the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore advised us to hear the glories of the Lord from a realized person. Bhagavata padho gya Bhagavata sthane. Unless one is personally a realized soul in the science of Krishna consciousness, a neophyte should not approach him to hear about the Lord. For this is strictly forbidden by Srila Sanatana Goswami, who quotes from Padma Purana, Avaishnava Mukhodgirinam Putam Harikathamritam Sravanam Naivakartabhyam Sarpo Chishta Jathapaya. One should avoid hearing from a person not situated in Vaishnava behavior. A Vaishnava is Nibrita Trishna, that is, he has no material purpose, for his only purpose is to preach Krishna consciousness. So-called scholars, philosophers and politicians exploit the importance of Bhagavad Gita by distorting its meaning for their own purposes. Therefore, this verse warns that Krishna Katha should be recited by a person who is Nibrita Trishna. Sukadeva Goswami epitomizes the proper reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Parikshit Maharaj, who purposefully left his kingdom and family prior to meeting death, epitomizes the person fit to hear it. A qualified reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam gives the right medicine, Bhava Ausadhi, for the conditioned souls. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore trying to train qualified preachers to recite Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita throughout the entire world, so that people in general, in all parts of the world, may take advantage of this movement and thus be relieved of the threefold miseries of material existence. The instructions of Bhagavad Gita and the descriptions of Srimad Bhagavatam are so pleasing that almost anyone suffering from the threefold miseries of material existence will desire to hear the glories of the Lord from these books and thus benefit on the path of liberation. Two classes of men, however, will never be interested in hearing this message of Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who are determined to commit suicide and those determined to kill cows and other animals for the satisfaction of their own tongues. Although such persons may make a show of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam at Bhagavata Saptaha, this is but another creation of the karmis who cannot derive any benefit from such a performance. The word pasugnat is important in this connection. Pasugna means butcher. Persons fond of performing ritualistic ceremonies for elevation to the higher planetary systems must offer sacrifices by killing animals. Lord Buddha Deva therefore rejected the authority of Vedas because his mission was to stop animal sacrifices, which are recommended in Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Nindasi jagya vidhe rahah sruti jatam sadaya hridaya darsita pasughatam kesava dhrita buddha sarira jay jagadish hare. From Gita Govinda. Even though animal sacrifices are sanctioned in Vedic ceremonies, men who kill animals for such ceremonies are considered butchers. Butchers cannot be interested in Krishna consciousness, for they are already materially allured. Their only interest lies in developing comforts for the temporary body. Bhogeshwarja prasaktanam taya aparhita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhihi samadho na vidhiyate. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination of devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Manushya janma paya Radha Krishna nabhajiya janiya suniya visakhaino. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious and who therefore does not engage in the service of the Lord is also pasugna, for he is willingly drinking poison. Such a person cannot be interested in Krishna katha because he still has a desire for material sense gratification. He is not nibrita trishna, and it is said, tri vargikaste purushaha vimukha hari medhasaha. Those interested in tri varga, that is in dharma, artha and kama, are religious for the sake of achieving a material position with which to gain better facilities for sense gratification. Such persons are killing themselves by willingly keeping themselves in the cycle of birth and death. They cannot be interested in Krishna consciousness. For Krishna katha, topics about Krishna consciousness, there must be a speaker and a hearer, both of whom can be interested in Krishna consciousness if they are no longer interested in the material topics. One can actually see how this attitude automatically develops in persons who are Krishna conscious. Although the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement are quite young men, they no longer read materialistic newspapers, magazines, and so on, for they are no longer interested in such topics. Nibrita tarse. They completely give up the bodily understanding of life for topics concerning Uttama Shloka, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the spiritual master speaks and the disciple hears with attention. Unless both of them are free from material desires, they cannot be interested in topics of Krishna consciousness. The spiritual master and disciple do not need to understand anything more than Krishna, because simply by understanding Krishna and talking about Krishna, one becomes a perfectly learned person. Yasmin vijnate sarvamevam vijnatam bhavanti. The Lord sits within everyone's heart, and by the grace of Lord, the devotee receives instructions directly from the Lord himself, who says in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, சர்வச்ச சாஹம் ஹிருதி சந்நிவிஷ்டோ மத்த ஸ்மிருதிர்ஞானம் அபோஹனம் ச வேதைஸ் சர்வைர் அஹமேவ வித்யோ வேதாந்த கிருத் வேத விதைவ சாஹம். ஐ ஆம் சிட்டட் இன் எவ்ரி ஒன்ஸ் ஹார்ட் அண்ட் ஃப்ரம் மீ கம் ரிமெம்பரான்ஸ் நாலேஜ் அண்ட் ஃபர்கட்ஃபுல்னஸ். பை ஆல் தி வேதஸ் ஐ ஆம் டு பி நோன். இன் டீட் ஐ ஆம் தி கம்பேலர் ஆஃப் வேதாந்த அண்ட் ஐ ஆம் தி நோயர் ஆஃப் தி வேதஸ். Krishna consciousness is so exalted that one who is perfectly situated in Krishna consciousness under the direction of the spiritual master is fully satisfied by reading Krishna Katha as found in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and similar Vedic literatures. Since merely talking about Krishna is so pleasing, we can simply imagine how pleasing it is to render service to Krishna. When discourses on Krishna Katha take place between a liberated spiritual master and his disciple, others also sometimes take advantage of hearing these topics and also benefit. These topics are the medicine to stop the repetition of birth and death, the cycle of repeated birth and death by which one takes on different bodies again and again, is called Bhavaroga. If anyone willingly or unwillingly hears Krishna Katha, his Bhavaroga, the disease of birth and death, will certainly stop. Therefore, Krishna Katha is called Bhavosadha, the remedy to stop the repetition of birth and death. Karmis or persons attached to material sense enjoyment generally cannot give up their material desires, but Krishna Katha is such a potent medicine that if one is induced to hear Krishna Katha, he will certainly be freed from this disease. A practical example is Dhruva Maharaj, who at the end of his tapasya was fully satisfied. When the Lord wanted to give Dhruva a benediction, Dhruva refused it. Swamin kritarthosmi varam na jache. My dear Lord, he said, I am fully satisfied. I do not ask for any benediction for material sense gratification. We actually see that even young boys and girls in the Krishna consciousness movement have given up their long practice of bad habits like illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, because Krishna consciousness is so potent that it gives them full satisfaction. They are no longer interested in material sense gratification. ஓம் அஜானம் திமிராந்தஸ்ய ஜானம் ஜனசலாகய சக்ருவின்மிழித்தம் ஜேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமஹ. ஜெய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர சிவாசாதி கௌர பக்தவிருந்த. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம் ராம ராம ஹரே ஹரே. ஸோ ப்ரோபாத் ஹஸ் கிவின் ஆல் ஹிஸ் மூட் இன் திஸ் பர்பட். வென் யூ ஃபைண்ட் சப் சான்ஸ், தட் சான்ஸ் ஹி வில் டேக் ஃபுல் benefit of it. So in this verse our acharyas are given wonderful comments also. We'll try to mix both Prabhupada teachings and there. So as you know, this first chapter of 10th canto, in this first part King Parikshit is asking questions to Sukadeva Goswami. Why? Because he was so eagerly interested to hear Krishna Katha. He was so much interested that he thought after speaking 9th canto, maybe he spoke in end of 9th canto, very short in 2-3 verses about Krishna and Balaram. Parikshit Maharaja, what? I am only interested in Krishna Katha, I have a shortcut. No, so that's why he is asking, please vividly describe me. So Parikshit Maharaj is keeping silent. Sukadeva Goswami is keeping silent, he is not speaking. So Parikshit Maharaj is thinking, maybe he is not speaking. Why? He is thinking that Krishna is Ananta, unlimited, and Krishna Katha is also unlimited. There is no limit to Krishna Katha.
And if Sukadeva Goswami is such a highly elevated Acharya, if he will elaborately start speaking Krishna Katha, then forget, there will be no end of it. And I am showing very eagerly interest so much, but how long Parikshit Sukadeva Goswami must be thinking, how long you will hear? If I will start glorifying elaborately, then after few hours or few days, he will lose his interest. Why? No, it is in material world, we know in economics there is a diminishing utility. Sometimes we are very hungry and we want to eat. Yesterday we ate 2-3 times, but sometimes in Nirjala Ekadasi we have not eaten anything and we have to take revenge in breaking fast, isn't it? So in that mood, when you see many preparations are there, items are there, then you say, please give that. Okay, give that also, give that also. So many items in good amount you will keep in your plate. When you start eating, your belly is only that much size. So when it is going slowly, the point will come, no, that's much. I can't eat. Throw the plate and keep all these items because your belly is full now. So like that, though in the beginning so interest, so much eagerness, but when you start elaborating Krishna Katha, then Parikshit Maharaj will lose his interest and said, okay, that's it. Forget. So that's why Sukadeva Goswami is giving shortcut. He said, you don't know. Krishna's Katha is so unlimited. How come you're thinking you are so much eager? So that's why Sukadeva Goswami is not giving elaborate description of it. So Parikshit Maharaj understood the mind of Sukadeva Goswami. That's why he is telling this verse, Nibrita Tarse. Hey, oh Guruji, don't think that. Please don't think that I will be aloof, I will lose my interest. No, no, never. It cannot be. Then he thought, in this Katha, maybe I am interested only, but many others are sitting. So many Jnani, Dhyani, Karmi, Jogi, many are there. So Sukadeva Goswami, they have no business in Krishna Katha. They have their subjects. So if I see that, they will feel bored. So that's why, okay, Parikshit maybe, because he is Kula Devata, I can see, but how? So Parikshit Maharaj, so thinking their point of view, in his point of view, considering the mood of Sukadeva Goswami, he is giving this argument of this verse. He is saying, Nibrita Tarser Upagiyamanat. Upagiyamanat, in there is 2-3 meanings can be said. Upa means, again, and just like Prabhupada took that meaning. So Guru saying, then disciple is saying, then the succession, again and again, upagiyamana, continuous flow in disciplic succession we are speaking. Arval reception, we are coming down from Guru Parampara. And upagiyamana also describing vividly, elaborately, more than anything, more than which thing? More than jnana, dhyana, karma, yoga, it is elaborated. Who is speaking? Now those who are nibrita tarsna. Nibrita means finished. Trishna means the greediness of enjoying mentality. Trishna. Trishna means thirsty. Thirst means to want something. So if there is enjoying mentality for sense gratification, so that means he is Trishna. If somebody has finished, he has not a tinge of satisfaction of sense gratification. He does not want anything. So that means his Trishna is finished. He is called Nibrita Trishna, like Sukadeva Goswami, Brahma, Narad, Anantadev. Those who are Atma Rama, they are fully absorbed in self, fully self-realized. They have nothing to gain from this material world. They have no interest for sense gratification. They will be called Nibrita Trishna or Parama Mukta, Nitya Siddha Purusha, Mukta Purusha. They are completely freed. They have no desire for any kind of enjoying mentality. So that is called Mukta. So these Mukta Purusha, those are Nibrita Trishna, they are elaborately singing. They are singing. What? Na Krishna Katha. Why they are singing? No, because that is Siddhi. They are getting, like Sukadeva Goswami, when he took birth, he went away. He does not see his father and mother. He doesn't interested to look at him, and they went to forest. He was such a fully absorbed in self in Brahma Dhyana, but when he heard about the glories of Krishna, how Krishna is so merciful, how Krishna's form is so beautiful that Param Brahmadhyani Sukadev, he come back from the forest and go through a long course of Bhakti Vedanta, studying Bhagavatam. You people are not interested in 1.5 hours of Bhakti Shastri, but Sukadev Goswami was in fully liberated state in Brahma Jnani, and he come down to take the whole course of Bhagavatam. Whole 18,000 verses he gone through that. He studied the whole course. So, why? Na, Krishna's guna is like that. Krishna is so attractive, anybody will hear little bit, he will be attracted. He can't get away from it. So that's why he is saying, the Nibrita Trishna, those who are fully Mukta Purus, they will always describe Krishna Katha non-stop day and night, ahar nisi, because they are getting so much enjoyment out of it, because they have nothing to do. They have no other desires, no work to do. So what the only thing they have to do? Only speaking and hearing about Krishna Katha. That's their only business. Day and night they will speak, because they are releasing so much bliss out of it. They can't stop it. We can't say they will forcibly. No, 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 no. They're by natural. Naturally it will comes out from them, because they are so much addicted. And they know this is the only pool of nectar and bliss. So they have no other thing, eating, sleeping, forgetting everything, only speaking and hearing Krishna Katha. Those who are fully Mukta Purus, just like Lord Shiva, Lord Anantadeva, Narada, Sukadeva, Sanat Kumar, they have no business. Always they are glorifying and describing about Lord. That is Nibrita Tarse. So, actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, in society there are mainly three categories people we see. What? One category is Mukta, this Nibrita Trishna. Another category is Mumukhyu, those who are not Mukta yet but trying to get liberated. They are trying their best to get away from this bandhan, from this material clutches. So they are called Mumukhyu. And the third is Visayi. Visayi means those only aim of life is to do sense gratification. By their eyes, by their ears, by their tongue, by their all the sense organs, they want to gratify senses only. That is their aim of their life, the goal of life. So they are called Visayi, Bhogi. So there are three categories we found in this material world. Most of us, we know in which category we are. But at least those who are Mukta, they are no more here. They are gone. In Mukta, Vishwanath Chakravarti has their two kinds of Mukta. At least those who have already liberated, they are now no more in here. They have taken birth in Siddha Deha, in Parsad Deha. But some are buying continuous sadhana. They have finished their desire. Their Trishna is completely Nibruta, but still the Sadhak Deha is still there. They will be called Jivan Mukta. They are called Jivan Mukta. So both Nibruta Trishna is both Jivan Mukta and fully Mukta. Both are there in that category. For them, Krishna Katha is so blissful. Day and night they will glorify it. They can't be bereft. They can't be get away from it. And the second category, who is Mumukhyu, those who are trying to get liberation, they have understood this material world is only full of misery. There is nothing happiness. This is not for a gentleman. This is just bad bargain. I have no desire to stay here. I have to get out from it. Somehow or other to get out from it. Those who have taken resolution like that, they have no interest to stay in material worlds, no interested for any kind of sense gratification. They are trying their best somehow or other get away from this world, get away from these things. They will call Mumukhyu. Why they are get out? They are saying this roga, bhava roga. Bhava roga means again and again taking birth and disease, old age, death. This is called bhava roga. And they are trying to get away from this disease, bhava roga. When they are looking, so those who are rogi, like us, we are bhava rogis. So Chakravarti was saying that Parikshit Maharaj is saying, oh, such a super excellent doctor you are such an expert doctor for this disease of material nuisance, bhava roga, and you are giving medicine free and 100% guaranteed medicine, one dose, that's it, will work in one dose only, and we are giving home delivery free, not charging, and the medicine, we are taking medicine sometimes bitter, sometimes like that injection, oh too much, no, this medicine you don't have to take through your mouth,
How it is so pleasing, you have to take this medicine through your ear and through your mind. Karana rasayana and mana rasayana. That's why it's saying Bhavau Sadhi. Srotra mano abhiramat. Srotru and mana. When you are hearing, your ear so nice, and you will be thinking of it, you will get, oh, so nice. You will get the hridaya, hridrasayana. So it's so nice, this is not that kadua medicine. And if you get nice chocolate type of medicine, who will prefer this bitter medicine? Nobody will. So this medicine is so nice, so tasty medicine. And all these nibhutatris and those who have already cured, fully cured from the ash medicine, they are announcing, hey diseased person, this panadabic corona you are fearing, just come. I am giving one vaccine. Finish. What vaccine? Now hearing Krishna Katha. They are announcing boldly that all rogis, bhava rogis, please come and take part in Krishna Katha and get away totally from all kind of panadamic, all kind of diseases of bhava roga. This is the foolproof medicine, foolproof vaccine. So Parikshit Maharaj is telling, you Sukadeva Goswami is a such a PhD holder, expert doctor. Everywhere known that your dose is, one dose is finished, and you are giving this medicine, and I am a bhava rogi, I am suffering from this disease of material nonsense. How can I live without getting this medicine? You are thinking, no, I will be satiated, my desire will diminish. No, never ever I will free from this. I will feel my breath coming and going, I will be interested in hearing. So please don't stop, still speak. Now what about them? They are all mumukyu. They are trying to get away from the material disease. They are dhyani, jnani, yogi. They are trying their best to get away, get liberation. So those who want to liberation, they are mumukyus. For them, the medicine is required. So this is the best medicine. So they will be interested also, because they are trying here and there, this medicine is not working. This medicine is not working. This medicine is foolproof, it will work, guaranteed. So who will deprive from it? They will be taking too much interest, so please go for that. Nar Baba, some Vishais are there. Vishai means those who are only interested in sense gratification. For them it is also very good. Now, Vishais, they want to gratify their senses through their senses only. They want very nice sound by their ear. They want good taste by their tongue. They want nice form by their eyes. Good smell by their nose. All these things, chakhu, karna, rasa, they want to very all nice things, objects. So that is, nothing can be compared by Krishna's. If you want to eat something, then nothing can be compared with Krishna prasadam. If you get a first class hot rajbhog plate, forget this chaumin, pamin, all these things. That's Krishna prasad. You know? So it's so tasty, materially and spiritually. So packed up with so much vitamin, everything. And if you want to smell something, forget this Paris scent. If you take the tulasi or flower from the lotus feet of Krishna and you smell it, forget, you will forget everything. Mesmerizing. And if you take nirmalya from Krishna, any garment or mala, that is so pleasing. If you take part in hearing and chanting of Krishna Katha and Kirtan, it is so pleasing dancing like that. So who will get away? This, if those who are searching for sense gratification, they cannot find such a sense gratification, what is available in Krishna consciousness. Actually, in a whole material world, everybody is trying to be happy only. Everybody, down from Brahma to the ant, everybody somehow or other trying day and night how to become happy. Isn't it? So what is their means of happiness they have? They are doing same three things to become happy. You know, eating nicely, dancing and chanting. Any party, club, marriage function, anywhere you go, these material people, how they want to become happy? They have only three ways. They will dance like madman, peculiar dance. And they will eat garbage, and will put some singing sound and like that. This is the only way. They have no other way to become happy. This is the only three ways. And our Krishna conscious movement, this giving three ways to become happy. Same thing. Chanting, dancing and feasting. Super feast. chant and dance and feast. All our festivals, these three things are there. Any now Janmashtami festival, Radhashyam festival, when festival committee, festival meeting happens, the main subject of festival meeting, the menu and venu. Isn't it? This is the menu. What will be the menu and what will eat? Oh, sir, this is the only feast, means this is the main thing. Chanting, dancing is there, but feasting is the prime event. So, that's saying. So, even the mumukyus, even the visayis, and those are mukta. For all three kind of person, they will never get away from this Krishna Katha. So, everybody will take interest. So, Sukhdev Goswami, please continue. So then, Sanatana Goswami Pandit, no, there is another category is also there. What? Now, one category people is there in this material world, they are not liberated because they don't want liberation. They have no interest in liberation too. Are they want to stay here? No, they don't want to enjoy also. They have no interest for sense gratification. They are not interested in liberation. Then what? Why they are staying here? Now, they are staying here, their only aim of their life, oh my Lord, please engage me in your service. Service of chanting and hearing and serving, that's what I want. Life after life, give me birth here. I don't want liberation. I don't want this enjoy. I don't want anything. I want only to serve your lotus feet among the devotees. That is real adhikari. This chaturth bhakti chhu, that is the real adhikari. That Sanatana Goswami Pada saying. This category is very, very rare. They are not interested in anywhere, they will not go. They will not again and again come also. They are not interested in sense gratification. But their only sense gratification, their only goal of aim of life is to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. In any way they can do. Navada Bhakti. Whatever way they can serve. So, they are also, they will never ever get away from this chanting and dancing. Always they are there. Always they are interested and take always part in chanting and hearing. Always they will take part. And the others, they also take part with their hetu, but they are ahetuki, these categories. Then Parikrit Maharaj telling, so my dear Sukhdev Goswami, please continue. Don't think that we will be lose our interest. No, never, ever. Please continue. Everybody will take part in it. So then Parikrit Maharaj himself is telling, but I know some people, they are still not interested. They don't want hearing and chanting. Who? Na kau uttama shloka gunanu vada puman virajyeta bina pasugnat. Bina purusha, this person, only human beings, because those who are not human being, they are not taking part in this kind of things. But those who are purusha, those who are human being, they are supposed to take, but some of them, they are not taking interest. Why? Now they are either butcher, when killing animals to satisfy their tongue, they will have no interest. And the second is pasugnaji. Another meaning is pasugnaji, apasugna. Bina pasugnat, pasugna and apasugna. Apasugna means the killer of souls, atmaghati. Why? Because soka moha is not there in atma. And soka moha means pasuk. So apasuk means in the atma, there is no moha soka. So the atma, you are killing. How you are killing? Because you are again and again taking birth in the material world. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jathare sanam sayanam, iha sansare khalud. So this is killing yourself. Janiya suniya visakhaino. That Narottam Das Thakur. Manushya, even after getting a human form, if you are not interested in doing bhajan, not becoming a full-time devotee, then you are knowingly drinking poison only. So killing yourself. So this, so, and also Chakravarti Pada saying that another pasugna means those who are interested in going to heavenly planets. Those who are karmis, they want the heavenly pleasure, so they are doing big sacrifice jagya. For that they will be pasubali. They are also pasugna. They are not interested in this Krishna Katha, they are interested in heavenly pleasure. For them also, they are also kind of butcher. Those who are karmi, they are doing sacrifices for swarga sukha, they are also considered as butcher. And that's why Prabhupada recited this from Gita Govinda, निंदसि जह यज्ञ विधेरह सुति जातम सदय हृदय दर्शित पशुघातम केशव धृत बुद्ध शरीर लॉर्ड बुद्ध इनकर्नेट ओनली फॉर दिस बिजनेस स्टॉप दिस एनिमल किलिंग स्टॉप दिस यज्ञ एंड दिस थिंग्स सो दैट्स व्हाई दिस काइंड ऑफ बुचर्स दिस काइंड ऑफ पीपल दोज हु आर दे विल नॉट टेक इंटरेस्ट अदरवाइज एवरीबडी विल टेक इंटरेस्ट एक्सेप्ट देम सनातन गोस्वामी पाद गिव ए वेरी नाइस काइंड ऑफ स्टोरी फॉर दैट सो एक्चुअली आई फॉरगेट टू मेंशन इन द होल पर्पट आई रेड एलाबोरेट पर्पट प्रभुपाद इज स्ट्रेसिंग मेनली अबाउट द क्वालिटी ऑफ अबाउट द क्वालिफिकेशन ऑफ भक्ता एंड क्वालिफिकेशन ऑफ श्रोता Because he is Prabhupada starting his purport in India, it is very natural. Anywhere, Bhagavad Sapta, Bhagavad Gita, Katha, people will come, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people will come. But they will hear only transcendental speaker, nice bhajan, this, that, no question of maybe like achar. The whole plate is something else. Like side items of achar, Krishna Katha, they will put, very nice, very nice. Oh, this speaker is speaking so nicely. What he speaks, I can't understand, but he's very nice. So nice, I cannot understand anything. so that professional speaker, so Prabhupada is warning. So because the real reciter of Bhagavatam, the quality should be, qualification should be Nibrita Trasna. He should be free from all kind of material desire. Then he can speak Bhagavatam. If somebody wants to take full benefit of hearing and chanting Krishna Katha, then he should hear Krishna Katha from a person who is fully stop his material desire, who is Nibrita Trasna. We are speaking. Yes, we are not fully Nibrita Trasna. We are trying our best and following the footsteps of those who are Nibrita Trasna. So that's also we are following the same path. So he is warning, quoting many verses that Sanatana Goswami also in Purana also, that we should not hear Krishna Katha from professional reciters, from this and that. We should hear only from a devotee. Those is trying his best and practicing from practitioner or from perfection, perfectionist, from who is interested in Krishna consciousness, hear from him only. Those who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, don't hear. Whether they are very palatable, very nice, very colorful, don't go there. Only you have to hear from the persons who is interested in Krishna consciousness, who is trying to finish his Trishna. They are only qualified. And not only this bhakta, the speaker, the srota also should be free from desires also, free from material desire. Both bhakta and srota, that's why the epitomizes the bhakta and srota, sukha and parikhit. Sukhdev Goswami, you know, from the beginning, from the birth, before birth, he was free from all kind of desire. Before birth Sukhdev Goswami. And Parikhit Maharaj, just now, he gave up everything, all opulence, kingdom, everything, and only wearing kapin, ready to, waiting for his death in the shore of Ganga. So both are epitomizing the perfect listener and the perfect speaker. So how matching it is. So that means when the speaker and hearer, both are matching in proper tune, then the katha will be releasing like anything, nectaria. So, and that's why Prabhupada stresses the whole purport, because this ISKCON movement, Prabhupada is saying the whole movement is created, the main ingredient is Vasudeva Katha, Krishna Katha. The whole movement is based on Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada is mentioning this movement I created to train some of my boys and girls, to preachers, that should go around the world and speak authoritative Krishna Katha. The whole world could get the opportunity, but hearing this Krishna Katha, and by this kind of authentic hearing, they'll get away from material desires. Their bhavaroga will cease. They will free from bhavaroga, and they will get revelation. They will become devotee. And Prabhupada giving example, in my movement, all these boys and girls are so young. So young boys and girls, and they are too much addicted. They are not Indian events. They are too much addicted in all kind of four regulative principles. But now just by chanting, they are not that scholarly or something like that. but just by taking chanting and hearing the Krishna Katha, I am speaking something, they are taking interest in hearing and then chanting, eating Krishna Prasad. By that, within few years, not even few years, few months, they have given up all these bad activities. They are not interested in reading newspaper even, not interested in seeing any TV or any kind of political or social things. They have no more interest in it. They are taking interest only in chanting and hearing Krishna Katha. So that proves that how it is working. This movement is full proof, it's working, perfectly working. So anybody will take part seriously in this movement, they definitely will free from all kind of material desires and will get liberated in this very body, jivan mukta savchyate. If they are all senses should be engaged in serving Krishna only, then they will become jivan mukta, like that. So Prabhupada is stressing whole purport of 4-5 pages because of that the duty of all of us, those who are participant of this movement, those who are eating and sleeping of Prabhupada's property, we should not become namak haram. We should not what do you speak in English, namak haram? Kritak, na? We should not become ungrateful. We should be at least grateful for this great Acharya's view that those who are in this movement, they should try to get fully trained up to speak authoritative Krishna Katha to help the whole world to benefit and stop their material disease, Bhavaroga. That's the mission of this movement, and the Acharya is again and again stressing and telling these things. That all the participants, all those who are practitioners, we have to get trained up to this level, up to the Nibrita Trishna, or at least even Mukta, some place we have to go. That should be our goal in this movement. And this, then he is coming down, this Pasugna, who are not taking interest, even if it is available freely, this medicine, and they are not taking interest. And one point they are saying, medicine, nobody interested to take medicine, but because their disease we have to take ank band karkana, like that, they are forcibly trying to take the medicine. But this medicine, it is not need to take forcibly. Even if you take forcibly, then also you will get cured. But when you put this medicine in your mouth, it is so tasty, you will not too forcibly, then naturally you will take. This medicine itself is so pure. That's what Prabhupada is saying. If somehow or other, willingly or unwillingly, if anybody will take part in this hearing and chastening, they will get so test, they will not give it up. It will not possible for them. They will come again and again. Yes. This movement starts, Prabhupada started first, he starts speaking, Prabhupada then started another way. He was expert cook. He made some gulab jamuns, offered to Krishna, and gulab jamuns. Shooted right away, iskan bullet, completely bowled out, no question of thinking, completely bowled. And they come everything because of that. Even now, after 50 years of this movement, we people are interested and coming to temple in Sunday because loving feast, not loving Krishna. Sunday love feast program, we are loving the feast, that's the program we are coming to. Loving to the feast. Yes, that feast is not ordinary feast. This is Krishna Prasadam. That's why to get this feast, you have to chant and dance and feasting. Then your roga is getting ceased. Your bhavaroga is finishing. You don't know how it is working. This is such a potent, foolproof system of this medicine is working. So that's why Prabhupada is giving fully elaborate purport about this kind of things. I was trying to tell Sanatana Goswami because this Pasugnas, he was telling a nice story. He said, once, you know about Vikramaditya? He was king in Ujjain. In Vikramaditya's time, when he was king, Vikramaditya, he was Siddha Purush. He had some Betalas with him. So once that Tala Betala, he asked a peculiar question to King Vikramaditya. He said, oh my dear King Vikramaditya, can you answer one question? Now, okay, ask me. Then that Betal asked, can you tell me something is here but is not there? But something is there, it is not here. Something is here also and there also. Something is not here and not there too. So tell me, what is that? You understand the question? Shall I repeat again? Tell something which is here but is not there. And something which is there, not here. Something is here and there too. And something is not here, not there too. Neither here, not there. So what is that? Tell me. It's really confusing question. And Betal asked Vikramaditya. And Vikramaditya is not ordinary personality. He is Siddha Purusha. Then he spoke. He spoke one verse in the answer to it. He spoke and that incident, the story, and he spoke this verse. Rajaputra Chiranjiva Munipitra Majiva. And Rishipitra Majiva Marova Jivava Sadhu and Vyadho Majiva Mamara. So this verse told, the meaning is that he is telling about the happiness, the blissfulness, the happiness. The happiness for a prince, the Rajaputra, he is living lavishly and enjoying like anything. He is really happy. As long as he is Rajaputra, he is in prince, he is enjoying. Everything is available for him. But as long as he is Rajaputra, he will be happy. When he will finish, he will die, then Narak is welcoming him. He will severely suffer. So this happiness is only available here, not there. Which is here, it is not there. This happiness is here only for him, but after there it is not. Ihaloka is there, but Paraloka, it is not there. For Rajaputra is here, not there. And then for Rishiputra, it is not here, but it is there. Rishiputra, he is busy in doing performance of penance. He is severely doing tapasya, not eating, not sleeping, controlling his senses, doing the jungle, this, that, is giving so much trouble to his voluntarily taking difficulties, doing tapasya. So there is no happiness here. But after that, in Paraloka, so millions of time he will enjoy. So that is, it is not here, but it is there. This happiness is not here for him, for Rishiputra, but it is there for a long time. And something is here and there, both, it is here also and there also, is for the sadhu. Those who are sadhu, for him, in his devotee, so for him he is eating Krishna prasad, feasting every day, chanting, dancing, it is always happy here. And when he will go after his death, he will become again happy, he will go everywhere, he will do the same thing. So for him, here it is also there, and there also, ihaloka, paraloka, both are same, happiness is there. It is here also, there also. And then for the butcher, it's neither here nor there, because he is suffering here. Those who are pasughati, those who are killing animals, they are suffering here also, like anything. And paraloka, they will also suffer badly. So for them, the happiness is neither here nor there. So there are four kind of people, the four kind of benediction they are sending. So finally he is saying, those who are like butcher kind of mentality, Prabhupada is saying, butcher is not only who is killing for their tongue. Those who are killing animals, not for eating, but achieving the heavenly pleasure, that's also called butcher. And those who are not taking interest in Krishna consciousness, they are also called butcher, they are atmaghati. Because they are not taking part in Krishna katha, that means they are killing their self, again and again coming to this material world, and they are killing their self, atmaghati. So all except them, everybody will take part in Krishna Katha. So please, my dear Sukadeva Goswami, don't stop. Speak elaborately. Even those who are diseased, if they are unwillingly that part, they will also get free from disease. So please, you are a supremely doctor and have such a vast medicine, free medicine you have. So please give me. Don't bereft me from this nectar of Krishna Katha. Hare Krishna.
Because he's getting rid of this impersonalism and voidism. Throughout his books, he's talking about impersonalism. Shri Goswami, he said, Kirti Bodhi, he before, even if we heard from Srimad Bhagavatam from Srila Vyasadeva, at what point was he actually attracted to the Brahmananda and the impersonalism? And also the four Kumaras were enchanted by this impersonalism. So it seems like it's a big obstacle in the path of bhakti and surrender. But was there, if he was a, heard the Srimad Bhagavatam, how did he have attraction for impersonalism?
Before he was not heard. Before Bhagavatam, this he was interested in impersonalism before hearing Bhagavatam.
He heard Bhagavatam in the womb. He heard
not even in womb. Before that, before coming to womb, he heard, he was a parrot. It is described in some places that he was parrot of Radharani. So he was releasing in Krishna Lila. But somehow rather than pastime over, Radha and Krishna, they finished their pastime. So that Sukha became so unhappy, he went to Himalaya. He said, I can't stay here. So so in Himalaya, in one place, in Amarnath side somewhere, staying in a... So Lord Shiva, he was, by the asking of Parvati, he was speaking Krishna Katha to Parvati. Where Parvati asked Lord Shiva, you are Bhutanatha, you are the real master of the whole universe. Why you are so much busy? Sometimes you are sitting for chanting for thousands and thousands of years. What you are doing? Whom you are meditating? So then he said, my Lord, now just speak something about him. Who is he? How is he? So then Lord Shiva started narrating in Krishna Katha. That is, first Bhagavatam is spoken by Lord Shiva to Parvati. Private matter in their bedroom. Privately he was speaking. But Parvati, you know, being a lady, so after some time, she fell asleep. So then that parrot was hearing the nectar and Krishna Katha from the lips of Lord Shiva. Then the parrot thought that Mother Parvati is slept now. So Lord Shiva said, oh, she has slept, so now tomorrow we will do the class. Better he will stop. No, then I can't hear. So he imitated, because when Shiva was saying, you hear? Even if Shiva was showing his sound. So Tota was a perfect imitator. She was, the Tota was imitating the sound of Mother Parvati, and doing, so Shiva said, oh, maybe he was sleeping, but she is hearing. So he continued the Katha. So Lord Shiva continued the Katha. Then after some time he said, hey, he is snoring. He is slept. Who is making the sound? Lord Shiva heard that the parrot is aptly listening. This fellow, you are imitating and you are playing with me. Lord Shiva became angry. With his trident, he tried to kill him. And parrot was running and Shiva was after him. Running, she was coming. So when that Vyasadeva's wife, Javali, she was sleeping, without no voice, how can somebody get free from Lord Shiva's angry? So went inside the mouth of Mother Javali, the wife of Vyasadev. So went inside in a small form. So Lord Shiva went to the Vyasas. Oh, I want that bar. Lord Shiva, how come Vyasadev? Oh, you are Lord Shiva, why come? You were so angry. Now I want to kill that bar. Now why? What happened? What blunder he has done? What crime? Now what crime? A crime? He heard Krishna Katha from me. Is that a crime? If somebody hear Krishna Katha from a person like you, is that a crime? No, yes, it can't be crime. It is the supreme boon. How can it be crime? Now then, why you are killing? Oh, I am sorry. I should not kill him. I should give him boon. Thus he should become a Brahma Jnani. He should be interested in impersonal Brahma. So he Shiva gave boon and went out. So that Sukha in the Garbha, he totally free from material nuisance, totally absorbed himself in Brahma. Because by the boon of Shiva, he became Brahma Jnani from that period. And he was not coming because he said, I am okay here. I am not interested in this kind of attachment, material attachment of Bhagavad. For 12 years he was not coming out. And just understand in 9-10 months what happened to a woman when is there pregnant. And for 12 months, nowadays in high school boy, is wearing motorcycle in 12 years boy. And he is inside the belly, he is not coming out. But he is a full growth. Young boy is not coming out.
So Vyasadeva's wife in totally in a very distressed condition. Vyasadeva used to always pray and he was hearing, talking inside also. Oh my dear son, please come out. Your mother is suffering like anything. He can't get us. Please come out. So he said, my dear father, I'm okay here. I don't want to come out. Why you can't come out? You're so nice. Now I am fearing from Maya. I am fearing from Maya, so that's why I don't. Are Maya? I am Vyasadeva. I am incarnation Lord. I am this, that, this, that. So I am giving guarantee. I will make you full time brahmachari. I will not make you married. So please come out. No Maya. So then Sukadeva Goswami told from the womb, he said, my dear father, don't mind. You yourself is in the grasp of Maya. How can you make me free from Maya? I have no faith in your words. What? You are defying my words, even not taking birth even? I don't mind. You are like that, so what to say? I am Brahmagyam from the beginning, but you are not like that. You are not realized. Okay, you are realizing, you are writing and doing something, but I am already realized. So Vyasadeva get fed up. Then how can you come out? Now if somebody can give guarantee, who is really free from Maya, if he can give guarantee, you can take care of me, then I can come out. If I am not, then who is there? Who is more powerful than me? Oh, my father, you don't know? Note down the address, I am telling you. So Vyasadeva note the address. He sent a message, SMS to Vyasadeva. So, okay, go to Dwaraka and call Dwarakadhish. So he is the Mayapati. He is the owner of this Maya. If he can come, he signed the agreement, then I'll come out. Because I know he is the only owner of the Maya. So then Vyasadeva, all the went without reservation, he went to Dwaraka. From Badrinath, all the way to Dwaraka. So there was no train and no plane and no car available. All the walking. And beg, please come, this boy is too much. Please come, if you sign the agreement, affidavit sign, then he may come out. Then Krishna came out, Dwarakadhish came, and he signed the affidavit. And he told, my dear boy, please come out. I am giving guarantee that you will not be affected by my Maya. Okay, I am coming. So then he comes out. He was almost 12 years old, 12 plus year old, and come out. When he comes out, he didn't see behind whether my father has some mustache or not. My mother is black and white. He never saw them. Just upeta karma, even the nadi cheda, nothing happened. That janma sanskar was not happened. He start moving, start walking. And the father Vyasadeva was behind. Oh my dear son, haputra putreti tanmayataya taravo vinedu. Only the, so Vyasadeva was like that. So that is the Brahmagyani stage. And when he went to the forest, Vyasadeva became unhappy. Then he met Narada. He said, I am too much distressed. I wrote Mahabharata, Veda, all these things. Still, why I am dissatisfied? Now, because you have not glorified Krishna as you should be. Cleanly you have not done. So please write Bhagavatam. First meditate on the Lord in and out, and then describe his pastime without any tinge of karma, jnana and dhyana. So then he write Bhagavatam, and he sent some trend of his disciples to speak in forest. He was thinking, maybe my dear son will do. So the Aho Bakiyam Stanakala Kutam Jinghasaya, that how merciful the Lord is. Putana, that which he come to kill Krishna in a guise of mother, and Krishna gave him the post of mother, stepmother. The Palitakan, that Dhaima, nurse, gave her the post of nurse in the Golok Vrindavan. How come? How merciful, such a merciful. So Sukadeva Goswami get attracted. Some personality is there, that much merciful. And then then he asked the people, where from that you learned that verse? Now our Guruji, who is your Guruji? Then he wrote the address. Then he thought that, how come somebody can be so merciful? Then they told Vyasadeva that some boy came naked and he was asking. Oh, then Vyasadeva understood, he is my son. Then he said, one verse, now no more verse. Then when the enchanting form of Lord Krishna, Vibhratavasan, that verse, when Krishna was entering to Vrindavan, that famous verse, they told, Barha Pedam Natavarvapam.
that verse. So by that the form of Lord is so nicely described. So by that Sukadeva Goswami, that's it. Who is that person? Who has such a nice enchanting form? And who is he? That merciful also, I want to know more about it. Then he come and started studying the Bhagavan course. He get admitted into the Bhakti Bhagavan course.
A short version of the answer.
Yes. Anyway, I think we should not go more. Hare Krishna. Granthrasya Bhagavan Mahapurana ki jai.